All right, let's roll into hour number two, and we're going to talk this hour again with David John Oates, who was here Monday, about the Kavanaugh hearings. This is interesting. Fox has as its lead story, Supreme Court nominee decries vicious attacks in op-ed piece, but admits he might have been too emotional as Kavanaugh fights back. Most everyone thinks it's pretty well a lock at this time. What we learned Monday with David and reverse speech was nothing less than remarkable. Truly a shining, brilliant moment again for reverse speech, showing what these people, Ford and Kavanaugh, were really all about directly from their subconscious minds. Extraordinary. David, welcome back. This is going to be part two tonight. We're going to wrap it up. You've worked awfully hard on this, and I can't wait to hear what you found.
Yeah, I certainly did. 6 hours of testimony. It was a marathon job. I spent the last two or three days getting it all done. Found some interesting information that we didn't have before in the reversals I've done the last couple of days. So, one of the things that's come up a lot, let me tackle something because it's come up a lot with, I've gotten many emails and comments about it, but the common question everyone asks me is, if she's been under mind control or hypnosis, will her reversals be congruent with her story? And it's a valid question. If she believes her, if she's lying and she believes her own lie, will the reversals be congruent?
Right.
And the answer to that is no. No, the reversals will still communicate the truth. Even if they believe their own lie, they believe their own delusions, the reversals are still going to come out and communicate ultimate truth. Now, it may do it in metaphor, what we call third level reversals. It will reveal deeper unconscious structures behind the delusion. But when they're telling a true story, it's people are going to be in first level conscious reversals. That being said, I want to play you an interesting reversal. This is on Senator Orrin Hatch. Now, he's Republican, of course, and obviously behind Kavanaugh's nomination.
He's on the way out, and Romney is going to take his place. Mittens Romney.
Right, okay. Anyway, but fascinating reversal, this one. It really illustrates my point. So, well, let's run this forwards.
Well, thank you, Judge. Welcome. We're happy to have you here. My friend from, I'd just like to say a few words. My friend from Arizona emphasized yesterday that we have before us today two human beings.
An interesting reversal. He says, we face a guilty guy.
We face a guilty guy.
You hear that one?
No. I don't hear guilty. Please play it again. Turn it up a little louder, David, if you would, please. It's a bit low. Maybe that's part of the problem.
Okay, let's play it again.
I hear SCH in there. Guiltious. There's another word, I think, and I still can't hear it. It's like half volume. Maybe if you turned it up even higher, we might be able to hear it a little more clearly.
We had volume problems before, didn't we? Let's give you more levels.
We face the guilty guy.
There's a guilt. It's guiltious.
I can hear that. I can hear that.
There's no hard T. There's no hard T L Y. It's shush. Play it one more time if you would. Just maybe I'll hear the word, whatever it is.
Okay.
See, it's like guiltious. You can hear it as guilty if you just let it slide by. But if you listen closely, there's an S H in there somehow. Anyway.
All right, let's try this one. Here's Feinstein. So let's run this.
Dr. Ford asked for confidentiality, and that's what I did. We all know that if I had referred her allegations to the FBI, when she would not come forward, there would have been nothing to do. The FBI would have had an anonymous allegation with no name, no contact information, and no way to follow up.
Okay. Now, if you agree with this one, this is quite a mind-blowing reversal. I paid, comma, words that you funded.
Are you paid? Where's this new funded?
You hear that one?
Yeah, that's funny.
That's interesting, isn't
it? So what did she paid? Feinstein paid. I paid, and then words that you funded, talking almost third person about herself.
Right. Well, there's been money change hands, obviously.
Right. Right.
Okay. I noticed that Ford raised $500,000 on her GoFundMe campaign, which is quite amazing. Her target was $100,000. I don't know who paid for all her legal fees and flights. I think the Democrats were behind that in some way.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
And here we have, I'm going to some of the negative reversals to start off with, which goes to hidden motives, which I didn't have when I first did it, okay? Okay, so here we have another one here. This is on Ford.
Is there a political motivation for your coming forward with your account of the assault by Brett Kavanaugh?
No, and I'd like to reiterate that, again, I was trying to get the information to you while there was still a list of other,
thank you,
what looked like equally qualified candidates.
And this one says, better make your blank, the F word, you will be careful. You hear that?
What is she saying again, David? I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Make your F, you will be careful. Okay, so it's internal dialogue. She's talking to herself, and she wants to cause damage.
I see,
She's here to cause damage.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Better make your blank, you will be careful.
Got it.
You hear that now?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay, so what we're looking at here, now, this is, she's still telling a true story, but we've got some other hidden motivations that have come out here, okay? She wants to harm Kavanaugh, and the Democrats have been complicit in financially supporting her in some way.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Now here we have a future tense reversal, where I think she's predicting the outcome of the confirmation hearings. So here we go.
We've heard a lot about FBI investigations. When did you personally first request an FBI investigation?
Now we have a long pause. And then she answers the question.
How many weeks ago? I guess when we first started talking about the possibility of a hearing, I was hoping that there would be a more thorough investigation.
And here she says, when they do it, then they force you out.
And they do it, then they force you out.
Ooh.
And they do it, then they force you out.
There's another that hasn't been dumped properly. I'm sorry. There's a glitch on the end. I haven't. There's a glitch on the end. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry.
When they do it, they force you out.
Yeah.
In other words, you're saying once the investigation has been conducted, she's gone.
Okay? That's right.
She's predicting that she will be discounted, and she will be gone, and Kavanaugh will be nominated. Confirmed.
Correct. Yeah. She has a very, you know, it's interesting, in light of all the amazing reversals from the last program on Monday, she still has a very uncompelling vocal delivery. It just isn't strong.
Yeah. Now here we have another one on Ford.
I've had communications with her recently.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about like the next day.
Oh, no. She didn't know about the event. She was downstairs during the event, and I did not share it with her.
This one says, they damage my brain.
Yeah, that's not very neat.
So that's a congruent reversal. She's obviously had a lot of difficult times over the last few years. She's been in therapy for many years. So
some people will step into that and say, is she subliminally, subconsciously talking about attempts to control her mind?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You might get some of those kind of comments. I'm just suggesting that.
I can see how you can see that from that reversal, but I don't think that's what it is.
But I'm just saying people may hear it that way.
Yep.
There's a lot of chatter about that.
Yep. Okay, let's have a look. Where will we go to now? Here is Kavanaugh's roommate, James Roche. Here we go.
Shown, and people drank a lot. He went to parties and drank beer. Many people did. But there were, even within that environment, there were people who were loud drunks, who were sloppy drunks, who were belligerent drunks.
And it says, damn in the rape.
You know what I mean, hurry.
Pretty clear reversal. Pretty clear reversal. Doesn't tell us a great deal.
Damn in the rape.
Yep.
I guess that's just suggestive of the overall collapse of social decorum when people get blind drunk.
Yeah, that could very well be so. Yeah, absolutely. I've got quite a few reversals on Kavanaugh and alcohol. We'll go to them in a sec, but let's just play a couple of other ones. Here we go. Here's Kavanaugh.
As I told you at my hearing 3 weeks ago, I'm the only child of Martha and Ed Kavanaugh. They're here today. When I was 10, my mom went to law school, and as a lawyer, she worked hard and overcame barriers, including the workplace sexual harassment that so many women faced at the time and still face today.
Interesting reversal. Hoax all with your mom.
Hoax all with no mom. Hoax all with no mom.
Huh.
Hoax all with no mom.
How do you read that?
Well, mums are fighting for, talking about the fighting for rights of women, etc.
Right.
And he's putting up a front. He doesn't. It's a hoax.
Uh-huh.
He's putting up a false front. This is his public demeanor, but he doesn't totally believe it. Okay. He's got issues with women. That's how I would interpret.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Here he is again.
My family and I intend no ill will toward Dr. Ford or her family. But I swear today, under oath, before the Senate and the nation, before my family and God, I am innocent of this charge.
And he says, yeah, I'm awful.
Yeah, I'm awful.
That's straight incongruent, straight first level conscious incongruent. I'm innocent of this charge. Yeah, I'm awful.
When you listen to his forward speech there, with all of your decades, it didn't sound believable.
Yeah.
How did you hear it? The same? I mean, I'm not surprised to get that reverse. I'm glad to hear a reversal like that because it is completely in line with everything else you found.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's straightforward incongruent. It's as simple as that. I mean, there's no other way to interpret it, really. There was one here. Here he is again.
Your Honor, Liz Swisher is a college classmate. She's now a medical doctor. And I'm quoting from a recent interview she gave. She said Brett Kavanaugh drank more than a lot of people. He'd end up slurring his words, stumbling. It's not credible for him to say he's had no memory lapses in the nights he drank to excess. I know because I drank with him. How should we assess that?
She then goes on, if you kept reading, and says she actually can't point to any specific instance like that.
And she says, here he says, see that guilt make you shy.
See that guilt make you shy.
See that guilt make you shy.
You hear that there?
See that guilt make you shy.
Right. I'm not sure about the last word.
I can. I was.
See that guilt is plenty for me. Yeah.
That's plain as day.
See that guilt make.
Yeah, if we just cut it off at see that guilt.
See that guilt.
Yep, there we go. Yep, Jeff's still going through all of these, venting them. I'm trying to go off his list here,
as well as
get the reversals out and make sure I pull the right ones up. Here's an interesting one about alcohol.
You're saying there's never been a case where you drank so much that you didn't remember what happened the night before or part of what happened.
You're asking about, blackout. I don't know. Have you?
And he says, they got me.
Good night.
Oh, my.
There you go.
Talk about a false front building. It's all contrived to one degree or another. And, man, his subconscious is having nothing to do with the lies. Nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. And look at this one.
The quote that jumped out at me was, Brett was a sloppy drunk, and I know because I drank with him. There's also
I do not think that's a fair characterization. And Chris Dudley's quoted in that article, and I would refer you to what Chris Dudley said. I spent more time with Chris Dudley in college than just about anyone, and I'd refer you to what he said.
And here he says, they see old youth forgotten.
That's the old year forgotten.
How interesting. What an interesting kind of a nostalgic, melancholy reversal.
Yeah. This is the days of my youth. I've forgotten most of it. they got me, yes. He used to drink to excess, and he used to have blackouts. These are what these reversals are confirming, okay? And we go to...
Can you play that one again where he said his subconscious says, they got me? Really funny.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
You're saying there's never been a case where you drank so much that you didn't remember what happened the night before or part of what happened.
You're asking about, blackout. I don't know. Have you?
They got me.
Good night, help.
Yeah.
See, he tried to turn it around and put it in her face, and it didn't work.
He
did. No.
They got me. They got me. Have you? That's classic, isn't it?
That is truly amazing. Yeah.
Classic.
Reverse speech.
And,
wow.
A lot of people had issue with this reversal, not with from last show, not for the wording, but for the meaning. I'm going to play this.
I never had any sexual or physical encounter of any kind with Dr. Ford. I never attended a gathering like the one Dr. Ford describes in her allegation.
Okay, I got this as forgot you know with guilt. And people are saying that it's not K-N-O-W, it's N-O. So he's saying you got no guilt. But if it says forgot you know with guilt.
Forgot to know with guilt.
And see, that's the same as they see old youth forgotten.
Right.
That's the old year forgotten.
Look, he was a hard drinking kid, and I'm sure he studied very well. He obviously did very well and graduated with honors at Yale, and didn't interfere with his studies.
No, I don't really think this is anything to base his potential performance as a Supreme Court justice on. I mean, the court can make mediocre people rise to higher levels. We'll see. Time will tell. It's all we can say.
You know, look, all the reversals are saying, and, you know, I mean, I've got some pretty negative flack about it, but they're saying that Ford's told the truth, and Kavanaugh's forgotten. That's what they're saying. And let me see what else we got here. We got I think Jeff has thrown this one out. Yeah, and that one.
They may vote tomorrow. By the way, we don't know, but it could happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
He'll be confirmed probably by 3 or 4 votes.
Oh yeah, he'll be confirmed. I've got no doubt about that.
But the bottom line is, you know, 35 years ago, it's really, so what if he drank? Everybody drinks in college, most people. I've never drank like that where you black out. I can't even imagine that, but I've seen people do it. I've seen people not remember. I mean, they really just get blank-faced, as we used to say.
Yeah, well, I think that's what his reversals are saying. All right.
The indiscretions of youth, big deal.
Indiscretion of youth. Yep. That's what the verses are saying. Ford's telling a true story. I don't know. She was attacked. Yes. She wasn't raped. Anyway. Here we have another one.
All four witnesses say it didn't happen. And they've said it under penalty of felony. And I've produced my calendars, which...
This one says, sue the planet.
Sue the planet.
He's upset.
He's frustrated. Yeah.
He's frustrated and he's upset. He's in this position and he doesn't remember. You know. And here's another one that says he doesn't remember. I came back here. Sorry.
Are Ms. Ramirez's allegations about you true?
Those are not. She, none of the witnesses in the room support that. If that had happened, that would have been the talk of campus in our freshman dorm.
And here it says, the mate forgotten.
The mate forgotten.
Mm-hmm. He's forgotten. They had a mate, they made out, and he forgot about it. You know, you're just getting the same things over and over and over again, being repeated.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, when you get the same stuff over and over again, repeated numerous times, and when I did the analysis this week, the same stuff, I narrowed it down more on his drinking, but it's the same stuff we found in the first tape, like here's one from the first part one.
This is what terrified me the most and has had the most lasting impact on my life. It was hard for me to breathe, and I thought that Brett was accidentally going to kill me.
And feel them attack me.
Feel them attack me.
Yeah, see it.
Feel them attack me.
I played that first week, first show.
Feel them attack me.
I mean, you know, this is a woman who's telling a true story. You can hear the anguish and grief in her voice as she's speaking it. However, there are hidden motivations like mm-hmm. this one.
I wish that I could be more helpful and that others could be more helpful and that we could collaborate in a way that would get at more information.
It says, do a deal when you bark.
Do a deal when you bark.
Do at the air one ear balak.
Not the clearest reversal.
Do at the air one ear balak.
Bark or get a story out. You know, she's.
It almost sounds. Let's hear it one more time, please.
Sure.
Listen to the last. Yeah. Listen to the last word. The last word.
Yeah.
Listen.
Okay.
Do at the air one ear balak.
Bulk.
Bulk.
Ear balak.
Bulk.
She's saying bulk. Hesitate. Bulk.
It is just bulk. Huh. Wonder what that means. Do a deal when you bulk. Just back off. Slow down. Someone says, someone said bollock. I don't know.
Bulk.
Yeah. All right, okay. Here we have another one.
Could you say the dates again?
Between the letter date of July 30th and August 7th, so while you were still in Delaware, did you speak with any other person about your allegations?
I'm just trying to remember what dates that...
And she says, that scared, I remembered it.
That's the... where am I reading?
And again...
That's the
word, mommy. Wow. Well, no, all the syllables are there, though. I remembered. You hear the whole word remembered.
Yeah.
That's the word, mommy.
Look, she's not totally clean.
No.
You know, she's got the hidden motive. She's out to get Kavanaugh. That's obvious. The right. Democrats have done a deal. Here's an interesting one on Graham. Look, I wasn't going to play this one, but it points to the high level of emotions around this whole issue.
I would be destroyed. Wait a minute. And if a Republican had said, why are you doing this? We're trying to hold the seat open.
And this one says, the bloody Civil War.
The bloody Civil War.
And I mean, it's not the clearest verse in the world, but it's it's the opposing views that everyone has about this whole deal.
Yeah, he's just commenting on the nature of the diametrically opposite emotions running in this thing,
that's
calling
right.
it a civil war.
I'm trying to work out what I played last week and what I played this week.
Meeting on Monday?
Monday. Yeah. Here's Hillary Clinton.
The performance, the behavior, was quite out of bounds. I don't ever remember anything like that. And, you know, as somebody who has testified under difficult circumstances,
Hillary Clinton, for years, has discounted women's rights from women from her husband. Yet now, all of a sudden, she's standing up for women.
I said she's one of the biggest hypocrites in modern history.
It's incredible.
Covered up Bill's rapes is horrible, sexual, predatory, dastardly crimes. Paid people off, apparently. The whole thing intimidated people, and here the audience, they love her, and that's why she's going to run again. I'd be shocked if she doesn't.
And she says, "My curse, walk a bit." Yeah, that's her curse. Her curse is all her sexual shenanigans by her husband. And here we have Kavanaugh's rejecting classmates' belligerent characterization.
I would refer you to what I said in the sealed or redacted portion about his relationship with the other two roommates, and I'm going to leave it at that. I will say,
scam or risk your life?
Scam or risk your life?
Wow.
Scam or risk your life?
That's
scam or risk your life.
See, that's revealing. Mm-hmm. You know, his life's on the line here. You know, and he's backing down. He's scamming. He's pulling a con because his whole life is on the line.
Okay? Right. So,
and that's what it means.
Fight or flight.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yep. Okay, here's one that says, let's play this one.
And when I was a kid, the calendars are about what you would expect from a kid. Some goofy parts, some embarrassing parts.
He's talking about his calendars that he's brought out to show where he was, and he says, make them up helps.
Today, your friends,
Hey, you're a fetch.
I'm surprised he would have made up his calendars. That seems a bit strange.
It may not be a confession of guilt. It may just be a general commentary. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I actually make up the calendars, not make them up as in to fabricate
right.
them.
I got you. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Here's the next one.
We never had any sexual interaction. By bringing this up, you're just dragging her through the mud. It's just unnecessary.
Erase the sin, my sex.
Erase the sin, no such thing.
Erase the sin, no such thing. Erase the sin, no such thing.
In other words, forget about it. Wipe it out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you, Jeff. I know a lot of people aren't with me on this, but the verses are pretty plain, you know.
Some of them have been stunningly clear. And the thing about people, all people who listen to reversals, they tend to hear them a little differently. It's just the way you perceive sound, words.
Yeah.
Syllables, phrases, but generally speaking, Kavanaugh's reversals has been as clear as any I've heard since the Trump campaign days.
Yeah, they're nice and clear. Yeah, they're nice and clear. Yeah, look, my own personal opinion is, the verses tell me one story. The verses tell me that Ford was telling a true story. I think Kavanaugh did it. I think he had some drunk days. And he's had blackouts, and he's done sexual things that he's forgotten about. That's what reversals are telling me. Okay,
right.
But in American system, you're innocent until proven guilty, and there's not enough corroborating evidence to back this claims up. I mean, reverse speech is one thing, but the legal process is something completely different.
Good point, David. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah, look, some people get really uptight. They say, oh, God, this could be used in a court of law and innocent people will go to jail. I don't ever see reverse speech being used in a court of law, at least not in the foreseeable future, not until it's understood a whole lot better than what it is now, you know.
Right.
It's a brand new technology. I mean, I've been doing it for 35 years, but essentially it's brand new. It still needs a lot of study and scrutiny. And you know, my cry, my plea has always been, we need more study.
Right.
We need more people to get involved in this. You know.
Well, I mean, it's no consolation to you, but with your early on lecture to some of the leading intelligence agencies in America. And knowing that they use this all the time, they've studied the hell out of it. They know it works.
Yeah, I know. And if anyone doubts that, just go to Google and Google CIA reverse speech. And you'll see my book right there in the CIA reading room. And they were extremely interested when I lectured to them in Washington in 91. And obviously they've taken it further.
Sure.
You know. Have I ever told you this story? I found out just a couple of years ago that one of my analysts in Dallas was doing some work for the Dallas police, and she got a call from the FBI, and they threatened her, and they told her to stop using reverse speech, and it was pretty much an order, a command.
No, I didn't know that. That speaks a lot. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, she's been on my radio show a couple of times, and she's taught all about that. So, interesting stuff. Okay, where are we going to do now? Let's have a look. Here we have Ford about the party.
Do you recall an expectation that Brett Kavanaugh would be there?
I don't recall whether or not I expected that.
Okay.
And here she says, I was there. I'm not evil. And again, I was there. I'm not evil. And once more. So yeah, I was there. I was at the party. And I'm not evil. I'm not an evil person. I'm not lying. I'm not. I don't know. It's just the same thing over and over and over and over again. And as I was doing the questioning, actually, interestingly enough, I was surprised on the questioning. The reversals actually dropped off, rather than were more. Normally, you get more reversals under questioning. By that, and the opening statements contain very few, but the opening statements contained a lot of the information. You know.
Right. So, right.
Here's a Trump.
And because of the fact that maybe it's true, he should not become a United States Supreme Court Justice. How horrible is this? How horrible is this?
And the sheep will save him.
The sheep will save him.
The sheep will save him.
Interesting word, the sheep.
The sheep will save him.
That is.
Interesting thing. That's an interesting word, the sheep. That's a... Trump has this condescending attitude about things, and that's one of them. But, yeah, look, based on these reverses, I'll be surprised if he's not confirmed. He will be confirmed, you know. And,
right.
Like Clarence Thomas. I remember I did reversals on that whole Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill hearings too. And Anita Hill was telling a true story as well. If anyone who can remember back that far, 30 years ago, I remember that. That was before I was even doing any radio shows. I was just curious. Yeah, okay. So let me find some other reverse I haven't played you.
If you have any from Monday you want to repeat?
Oh, sure. We can repeat some from Monday. Yeah.
That would be fine because they certainly correlate with what you're doing tonight.
Okay, so here's Ford.
One evening that summer, after a day of diving at the club, I attended a small gathering at a house in the Bethesda area. There were four boys I remember specifically being at the house.
And I suffered from it. Oops, sorry. I closed it out. I hit the wrong button. Hang on. Okay, I'll play the reversal again.
Yeah, it's clear, sure.
Well, she has. True story. Oh, this is one that some people objected to my interpretation.
Both Brett and Mark were drunkenly laughing during the attack. They seemed to be having a very good time. Mark seemed ambivalent, at times urging Brett on, and at times telling him to stop.
And I got this as, oh, it makes me scum.
Oh, it makes me scum.
Oh, it makes me scum.
And people are, and I interpret the reverse as, well, she feels like scum in this situation, being sexually abused. But other people interpret the reverse as saying, well, she's scum because she's lying.
So, let's hear it again. I want to hear the first words, the very first.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, of the reverse.
Please.
Yeah.
All of it makes me scum.
She's saying all of it.
All of it makes me scum.
All of it makes me scum.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that.
It's very quick.
It is quick. And but that's a typical reaction you would expect from a sexual abuse victim.
Yeah, of course, sure.
She's not a scum because she's telling a lie. That's not the context of the reversal. The context of the reversal is she's in this attack situation and she feels horrible.
Correct. Yeah.
And you remember this one? This was a real tearjerker.
And feeling an enormous sense of relief that I had escaped that house. And that Brett and Mark were not coming outside after me.
And Sawhart speaks it.
Sawhart speaks it.
Right.
This is the emotion in her reversals, and which you're not getting in Kavanaugh's. I mean, interesting. Kavanaugh is emotional forwards, but doesn't have many emotions in his reversals. That's
correct.
Really,
I don't remember any, in fact. But your other point about Ford, and I think all of you listening know this, she's working on a kind of a dual agenda here. One agenda is to knock Kavanaugh out, and the other one is to tell the truth. So it's a it's an interesting duality, but she's doing both. She's working a political agenda, and she's telling her truth, according to reverse speech. Yeah.
Yeah, and Feinstein, let me play this reversal again, is funding it. Listen to this again.
Dr. Ford asked for confidentiality, and that's what I did. We all know that if I had referred her allegations to the FBI, when she would not come forward, there would have been nothing to do. The FBI would have had an anonymous allegation with no name, no contact information, and no way to follow up.
And I paid words that you funded. I mean, clear as day. So they obviously used it for political gain, you know. Who did she pay? I don't know. Maybe she paid the lawyers. It doesn't say she paid
Ford.
She paid Ford. She paid someone. And she's obviously was very instrumental in getting this woman before Congress. Okay?
Very good. Yeah. Very interesting. And if you listen to Monday's program and tonight, you'll hear a total continuity.
Yep.
Both parties the same.
Yep. And they're all... here's another one. And then we'll look at a cover on Kavanaugh.
Mark Judge has provided sworn statements saying this didn't happen and that I never did or would do.
But we would like the FBI...
And it says, and then they plan the sin, yes.
And then if I had this sin, yes.
And then if I had this sin, yes.
Hmm.
If I had this sin, yes.
See, and he's confirming it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Here's...
I'm amazed you got this many reversals. You really have been at this. Well done.
Yeah. I've spent the last two or three days on this. Here's another one.
I told this committee that a federal judge must be independent, not swayed by public or political pressure. I said I was such a judge.
The lock the deal stunt.
In other words,
it's just a big stunt. You know, it's a deal. It's a stunt. There's a deal being made. A stunt's been pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And he's aware of it. And there was a reversal that I found that said I was set up. But it didn't mask. It didn't. No, I've deleted it. It didn't quite make the cut, unfortunately. No, I've deleted it. All right, okay. Here we have an interesting one.
I intend no ill will to Dr. Ford and her family. The other night, Ashley and my daughter Liza said their prayers. And little Liza, all 10 years old.
This one says, how the Lord damn you.
Said to Ashley, we should pray for the woman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, here it is.
I'll learn all his damn.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll learn all his damn news.
And again.
Albert always tell me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's almost got a sense of divine retribution, almost, you know. We heard that reversal last week about karma, which someone took an objection to. They said, well, he doesn't believe in karma. He's a Christian, so why would he use the word karma? Well, karma is a reverse speech metaphor. Many people use words in their reverse that they would never use in their forward speech. There's a whole other language going on the unconscious level. There's a whole different world in there.
Yeah.
It deals with spiritual issues in there. And karma, well, I know whether you don't necessarily mean karma. It could be from a past life. It could be from this life, you know. I mean, that's how I personally approach it, you know. We reap the karma of our life's actions. So here's reversal about karma again.
We submitted things to the editors, and I believe they took them. I don't know if they changed things or not, but
you're not aware of any changes.
I'm not aware one way or the other, but I'm not going to sit here and contest that.
It says, suck the grievous inner karma.
Suck the grievous inner karma.
Suck the grievous inner karma.
And he's just some of his karma from his days of his youth. His grievous actions have come back to haunt him. You know? And that doesn't mean that doesn't mean he necessarily believes in karma. It's just another reverse speech metaphor. Yeah.
Isn't development late today? Senator Steve Daines, Republican Montana, said he will attend his daughter's wedding in Montana on Saturday and miss the Kavanaugh vote, which is apparently now firmly set for Saturday.
All right.
So one GOP senator will not be there. And what's this GOP senator? Okay. So he's out, so there's one vote that'll be missing.
Oh, gee, it's going to be a close vote. Interesting. Wow. That is interesting. Wow, okay. All right.
Washington Post, big story, vote no on Kavanaugh. Well, what you'd expect. That's Bezos, Marxist stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. What's this one? Yeah, have I played this one?
And when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, I have played that one. Sorry. That was the.
Go back to, if you have any more on Monday, you can play. Pop those
sure.
in.
Oh, sure. I got them all on Monday. Yeah, I got them all on Monday. All right, here we go.
Some of you were lying in wait and had it ready. This first allegation was held in secret for weeks by a Democratic member of this committee and by staff. It would be needed only if you couldn't take me out on the merits.
It says, feel war within, you do it.
Feel war within, you do it.
Feel war within, you do it.
Of course, you can interpret that way, that two ways. The war within could be his internal conflict, and he's done the deed, or it could be at the Democrats. You know, they're fighting inside, and look what they've done. You know, they've done it. You can look at that two ways too. You know, so. Here we have another one here.
She and I did not travel in the same social circles. It is possible that we met at some point at some events, although I do not recall that.
He's talking about Dr. Ford, and he says, I walk around the lover.
Stavok around the devil. Stavok around the devil.
I don't hear lover.
You don't?
No, okay. That's right. Double.
Oh, let's do it again.
Stavok around the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Stavok around the devil.
Oh, forget it. It's not a good reversal.
I walk around the double, whatever that means. Yeah. But there's no lever in there. That's double.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. Okay, all right.
No. The amount of work you've done, the number of reversals, I'm surprised you're able to do them. It all start to sound like a blur after a while.
Oh, they do after a while. Yeah.
No, to be able to.
A bit like the JFK assassination. That one took me three months.
Oh, that was amazing. One. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll have to revisit the moon landing reversal sometime. There are another ones I get a lot of flack from. I get a lot of flack from the moon landing reversals.
What did they say? In essence,
that the moon landings happened. Mm-hmm. That's what they said. Yeah. There was some other things happened in the mission that we weren't told about. Reversals tell us that, and what that is, I don't know.
We have all the controversy about the Van Allen radiation and so many other things that have never been formally answered by NASA, not even touched.
Yeah. Anyway, that's another one of my things. All right. You can go to my YouTube channel and have a look and see what you think. But anyway, Jeff, that's about all I've really got to present.
Well, that's plenty. That's absolutely plenty. I think we're pretty well done, overdosed. We don't want to hear any more Kavanaugh.
No, I'm done with it. I'm not doing any more of it. I found the truth. That's what I wanted to find out. I wanted to find out who was lying and who was telling the truth, and I found out. Forbes was lying. No, it's a suppression. Forbes was telling the truth. Kavanaugh was lying. Well, see, whether he's lying or not, if he's forgotten, which his verse will say three times he's forgotten, so I guess he's not lying. He just doesn't remember.
Right. Right. Well, well done, as always. We'll put these up at Rents. David will have them up. I'll send you the whole hour as soon as I get it. And you can put it up at reversespeech.com as well. Thank you. That was a great public service, a patriotic service, and you bet. And for all of you out there who may be new to Reverse Speech, make up your own minds. Go to reversespeech.com and 15,000 examples to listen to. Okay. Thank you, David. Take care.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, you bet. All right. Okay, only here and only with David John Oates. There you go. We will be right back.